Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it! It's time for episode 589 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint. What's the next checkpoint?
Grammys.
There you go, checkpoint Grammys. On the road back to summer 2022. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray. Howard Kramer, what's up, star?
How's it going, man? Did you watch the Grammys at all?
It was weird. That was less on my radar even than the Oscars. And then there was no assault that happened in the middle of it. I jumped into the Oscars because I saw stuff on Twitter. This thing came and went without me even remembering it was taking place.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's hard to live up to the insanity and the entertainment of the Oscars. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
That's the Grammys are the staid, traditional affair.
Exactly. It worked out kind of like the Final Four, where the biggest game wasn't the last game. So,
right.
You know what I mean? The last game wasn't as big. But we have a perfect expert to talk about both of those subjects. And here he comes now. Look at that. You know him from the Sports Gambling Podcast and clubs, colleges, venues, corporate gigs, and events all over the United States and Canada. Please welcome back to Who Charted, Sean Green.
What's happening? Yeah. I like the walkout music. I feel like I didn't have walkout music last time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're glad to get it to you. Yeah, it's like a wrestler coming out with his belt.
Oh yeah,
right.
Calling for the belt, ready to go. Talk title shots, whatever you guys want to get into. What's happening?
What's happening? Well, speaking of wrestling, I missed that too. That was going on the same time as the Grammys, WrestleMania 38. Did you see any of that?
No, I missed that, but that was intentional. I don't know. I never had the wrestling bug. The Rock did go to my high school.
Are you serious?
So, yeah. Wow. Not at the same time, okay. But I did. I guess I was briefly into wrestling, like, maybe freshman, sophomore year of high school.
Did he break any of your records?
Yeah. most tables thrown through and most likely to be thrown through a table, I think, is what he had in the high school yearbook. I met him backstage once and I'm like, hey, Rock, which is weird to talk to a human like that. I go, hey, Rock, I go to Freedom High School just like you did. And he's like, oh, yeah. While you're there, lay the smack down. And I looked at him and I did a little sniff and I go, I smell what you're cooking, Rock. and then he left. So
right on.
Like nice.
Wow.
It's tough to make guys from high school laugh. That's going to be your toughest crowd. So.
Yeah. And a professional wrestler.
Was that at your 20 year reunion?
No, but I bet
the Rock comes back every year to talk to the class. Yeah.
Inspire people. Yes.
It is Freedom High School. Did you feel a lot of responsibility? Freedom High School in Philadelphia. Do you like, I got to be a senator. I got to grow up to contribute to this country.
No, I never felt any pressure like that. It was our rival though was Liberty. So there was a lot of freedom
Civil War.
Yeah, freedom versus liberty. What do you value more as a patriot? Jeez,
it's like a philosophical battle.
Man, it really was.
Is there people having existential crises in the bleachers? Like, I don't know who to root for here.
Yeah, I support freedom, but how can I support freedom but not liberty? People were really torn.
Freedom is cheating.
What were your mascots?
We had a like a patriot type character,
muskets and stuff.
Yeah, similar to what the Patriots would have, the New England Patriots. Although I'm sure they've taken the gun away since then, and he's just has the three, the what do you call those hats that like the town crier had with the three?
Yeah, the three corner hat.
Is that it? Yeah, whatever that is, he had that.
And maybe some tea, a box of tea that he could throw into the harbor.
I just looked it up. It's called a tricorn.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm tricorn. I'm sure no one in high school knew that name. You are mentioning the Tea Party. It is crazy if you look back that kind of the majority of our country was just founded on that incident where the king goes, "Hey, I want you guys to pay taxes on tea." And our response was, "I'll fucking kill you."
Yeah, just a shit fit.
And then the country just started from that.
Yeah. And then we've assumed we were right in that argument the entire time.
You're like, we wouldn't want to pay taxes on tea. Meanwhile, it could have been like, I'm not a historian, but it could have been a very reasonable request. And we're just maniacs who don't want to listen to the government.
That's what I'm saying. We're just an unruly teenager.
Yeah.
Right. They also painted themselves in native face for it too. It's the worst.
Oh yeah, seriously. Job. That's problematic.
Yeah. Yeah. We throw a huge party over it, just how right we were every year.
I don't know who they were fooling either, because the Native Americans weren't paying taxes on tea. Like all of a sudden they're super interested in it.
Yeah, all of a sudden, hey, what about this tea tax? It pisses us off back in our villages. Well, right on, it became a sexual move, the tea bag.
Yes. Right. That's truly
the silver lining to it all.
It's just that lust for freedom. Right on. And why don't we get into it? I'll be rapping the history of recorded music to introduce us to our music segment.
Here we go.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. Guess what's coming next? NFTs. Crypto. Woo! Hey, speaking of NFTs, you were doing Zed Run, which is that original horse racing game.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with that?
You know, my horses are having sex with other digital horses, breeding a little empire. And I haven't raced them recently. I kind of got sidetracked with real physical sports. I haven't been paying enough time to the metaverse.
But as you're not paying attention, the horses are still procreating and everything, right?
Yeah, they're kind of doing their thing. I think you actually have to set them up on a date.
Oh, okay.
For them to actually, start boning. But
you're just leaving them in the barn to get real horny and just kick the side of the stall, start bucking.
They're probably going nuts. It's like the Tamagotchi that you forgot about, just slowly starving to death. No, stable's doing good. But then our buddy Scott Bowser introduced me to another NFT thing that's spinning up. It's digital greyhounds.
Oh, so
in the same way that you can race horses, you can now become a digital greyhound owner. So I've been doing some research on the digital greyhound races.
Has he bought any of those, or you guys bought any of those?
I started looking into it. You have to do this process where you mint the greyhound. I kind of bailed after that, but I'm close.
Yeah, it's a little complicated. Wow. Yeah. But I just found out that there was a Formula One game that people were playing, but it just folded like this week or something.
That's the problem with NFTs or crypto or any of this stuff. Hey, this is a cool new thing. And then all of a sudden no one's doing it anymore. And then you look like the asshole with all these fake digital horses.
Fake, yeah, JPEGs.
All these fucking horses.
You know, what are you going to do with these guys?
Wait, so is it kind of like an RPG or something? Like you bump your stats up and work on your,
yeah,
your sexual prowess?
Yeah, it definitely has that RPG like role playing game where the horse has a name and different colors and features, and like they have this ranking system where it's like Z1 to like 100. Z1s are the best horses, and so like if a Z2 and a Z5 have a baby, it's a Z7. There's this whole world,
and you wonder why it's not attracting the larger population.
There's people nerding out on it all day long.
Oh god, yeah. I think some people are on it 24/7, especially because it's like a global thing. So they're just racing these things all the time, and there's some hardcore people into it.
Right on. Well,
I understand as a Elden Ring player these days.
Oh boy.
I know more about like a fictional world than I ever thought I would.
No wonder you're in your laundry day shirt. Yeah. Brett is wearing some weird collared shirt, and he says it's because it's laundry day. And then I'm going, what's he so busy doing? And it's just Elden Rings, huh?
Right. That's right.
I feel
like,
I'm
this detective. Shirt.
No, that's
I feel
a good
like
shirt.
I'm aware of Elden Ring just from the memes about Elden Ring.
Yeah, that's the same as me.
I haven't dug deep enough to like figure it out, but it's blown up.
It's an incredible game, let me tell you. It's amazing.
Everybody was playing. What was everybody playing 6 months ago? It was like a little cutesy game.
Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like early pandemic, Animal Crossing, and now it's turned into just the most grim hellscape of a game.
Interesting.
Of just like death.
That's the arc of the pandemic. Yeah,
exactly. That God, that's true.
Yeah,
interesting point.
Now everybody drinks, what is it, death juice?
Right, you know, liquid death.
Yeah. And they play horrible games.
What was the drink at the beginning, like LaCroix or something?
It was called water.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Back in the day, we called
it's
it
called water.
Yeah. Holy shit,
we had this crazy thing. You didn't even have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Liquid death is the best marketing maybe I've ever seen.
Oh yeah,
it's genius.
It's especially because people who would traditionally be sort of, you would think, against such a like bro-y whatever, like tattoo font water are like really, really for it. You know,
it's like, kind of like,
hey,
the Raiders.
This is good. It's cool, it's for like sober people. And stuff,
it's like the Raiders. It's like a big brand for like, you could just instantly look like a pirate or something.
I was hearing someone on a podcast discussing that they had like a liquid death that they were drinking on the subway, and a cop went up and started writing them a ticket for public consumption.
Yeah. I thought it was an IPA or something.
Yeah. He's like, no, this is really a water. Smell it. The cop got real pissed.
Stupid.
You toss it just out of instinct.
Yeah. I'm still stuck. The only game I play really religiously, although I did buy an Oculus headset and started playing the virtual golf in there. And I noticed it's cool. It's realistic. It's almost too realistic because like the same issues I have with my golf swing in real life is going in the Oculus. Like I'm doing the same fucking thing. I'm like,
yeah,
it's fun, but it's just too real.
And it's even worse.
It's not an escape.
When you throw your golf club, you do real damage in your living room.
Go through my
you're breaking windows.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to get into some of these tracks.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, this is the YouTube music charts.
Oh, nice.
All right, coming up at number five.
Number five,
PGF Nuck with "What Up," featuring Polo G.
Yeah. Hey, bitch. What up?
They got
Wooski
on the mix.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, bitch, what up? They say they on they block, it's time to slide. Fuck them up. Hey, lil' bro walking up, masked up, suited up. Hey, catch him by that stove, up the pole, shoot it up. Hey, switch up on the Glock, make him hop, double dutch. Hey, lil' bro over cold, he got two poles, doubled up. Hey, Glizzy, that's my dog, he'll catch you, bite you up. Hey, treat the ops like blunts, hit a cut, light him up.
Wow. Wow. Menacing.
This kid's up to no good.
I do like that he says his dog's also going to fuck you up. Yeah. And that's the next level. Like, yeah. I'm going to fuck you up, and then my dog, he's going to bite you up, which and is his, a fun his, expression.
His dog's name is Glizzy, too. Like after
yeah. Oh, his dog's a Glizzy. Uh-oh.
That's my dog,
he's talking about.
I have a small dog that tries to bite people, but he has no teeth, so it's just funny.
Oh, shit. Is it a Chihuahua?
Yeah, he's like a Pomeranian Chihuahua mix. And yeah, he had really bad teeth. So most of them are pulled. So anytime he gets pissed off, he'll like go nuts and like act like he's biting you. But it's just there's nothing there. He has no idea. Nice.
Well, you know, they were bred for companionship. That's what they're bred for. So toothless companion.
Yeah. What more could you want?
Right on. Enjoy that.
All right. Coming up at number four.
Number four.
NBA young boy with 4 KT baby. 4, I don't know, 4 K. Just try to play, I wanna hate that. Be that dope, that shit, that get your motherfucking head bust. Ride with my dude, he's 7'4", and he just fed something. Don't be confused, we got him chosen, then go get him. He puts a nigga scared of that dark side, and that's why I roll it. And bitch, you know that, keep the 22 tucked by my toe. At new school, I was trying to blow it. Don't make a dish of fucking hoe ass. I can't wait to leave you dead with a fucking toe tag, bitch. Send a blitz, so they gon' get wow. Me.
Man,
the hip-hop's
rap's
going,
gotten even more threatening.
Super aggressive again.
Yeah, that one, it was a lot to track there. A lot of sound effects, a lot of ins and outs. I'm surprised he can use NBA in his name. I thought the NBA would put a stop to that.
I think it's because he tries to allege that it's called, like, Never Broke Again. It stands for Never Broke Again. It's weird. How did he get out of that? Great question.
It feels like we're coming out of the mumble rap stage, like, pretty aggressively, you know, like for years, it felt like really mellow vibes, almost.
Oh,
sleepy.
Yeah. Like Xanax bars rap.
Right.
Yeah. You were just sitting in like a codeine haze, just like barely too cool to even fully enunciate. And now it's you're on like a, you know, triple espresso.
Yeah. They sound like they just got out of the drive-through line at Starbucks. There's all kinds of shit going on in the car. Yeah. People are, hand me that.
Give me this. Give me that. Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Gucci Mane with blood all on it. In the trenches pulling moves, got 100 racks and blues. Franks. In a shoebox, hell nah, them ain't no motherfucking shoes. Rack. Hey, what you do, nigga? Took the motor out of it, put it in a Chevelle. Switch it up. Do my dirt all by myself, cause these niggas gon' tell. I swear. She look like God sent her from heaven, but she fine as hell. Bad. I'm sending scrum to 5 states, man, I just put my scale. Hey, when's the last time,
when's the last time you heard a rap song mention a Chevelle?
Yeah, I feel like I beat myself just by being aware of the Chevelle. That was like the car back in the day.
Yeah, everybody was going to get like a Chevelle. That's their
tricked
first
out
car.
Chevelle. Do they still make the cars pop up and down? Or is that
like hydraulics?
Yeah, I feel like that still happens. I just don't know.
Sometimes.
I saw one maybe 6 months ago on the road, and it made me happy to see that again. I used to see that more, like driving around LA.
Maybe it's just like all the, they've done everything you could do as far as like taking an old car from the 50s and then shining it up and making it pop up and down. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably there'd be some NFTs where you could buy cars that do that online. You know what I heard's coming to NFT is that you'll put on glasses, and then if someone's walking down the street with NFT sneakers on, you'll be able to see what they're wearing.
Dude, we're so close to just being, you know, just plug it into the pod and not having any sort of actual life.
Yeah, the Matrix. We're getting there.
We're just going to be walking around naked. You have to have the glasses to see all the clothes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, poor people have to see you naked because they can't afford the glasses.
That's horrible. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Anuel AA. Man, these names are getting harder and harder to pronounce. Yaelin Alamas Viral. Here we go.
Papisito anda chuki, cuello tú sabes que te lo chupo. Papisito anda chuki.
That sounds sexual. I don't know exactly what they're saying, but yeah, it sounds very sexual.
I like that he included viral in his name. That might be some like SEO marketing thing where people right. are just searching out viral music hits and his stuff pops up.
Right. Right. Like number one hit song. Just name it that.
That almost reminded me of the old like LL Cool J song, like doing it well or whatever. Like the she was chiming
kind of
in.
Whispering.
Coming right in on. At number one.
Number one.
Harry Styles, As It Was.
I don't know.
Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say. And everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced. And I'm the one who'll stay. In this world, it's just us.
I don't know. It's too postal service. It's too aha or something for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. When I first heard this, I was a little underwhelmed.
Give me some Zane. Give me some Niall. The other guy's got to come back.
Balance out the group.
Yeah, get the team back together.
I'm down for a pop song, but you need something a little less, I don't know. It just felt too airy. Like there's a little, where's the hook? I need something to draw me in.
Exactly. This is where's the hot blooded foreigner? Let's go. Like something to grab me.
Right. Yeah, I like Harry Styles, but I feel like he's yet to have the song that's like really doing something.
Watermelon Sugar is pretty big.
That was big for sure, but it's still yet to just like knock it out of the park.
I agree.
I think he's got it in him, though.
He does.
Kid's going to land on his feet. He's good.
Yeah. He's good.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you guys see the Prince interview when he was 11 years old thing?
No.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Somebody unearthed and did all this digging. They suspected it was him, but there was an interview about the Minneapolis teacher strike, and they asked some little kid, and it just like looks like Prince, and they go, "That's got to be Prince," and then they tracked it down to Prince. They used to call him Kitchen when he was a kid or something. They're going, "Yeah, that's Kitchen." They recognized him, so Kitchen. Pretty crazy.
Wow, what an interesting nickname transition to go from Kitchen to Prince. Yeah. Kitchen sounds like a offensive lineman.
Right.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, he didn't really grow the way that we thought he would.
Yeah. He really thought he'd be a nose tackle. Ended up being not into football at all. Just hanging out in velvet jackets and noodling on his guitar. Yeah.
Kitchen. He hated the name Kitchen so much he just ran away and started calling himself Prince. But if you see even just a still of it, it's uncanny. It just he's got the same looks on his face and stuff. He just looks like a super confident little kid.
Oh yeah. But,
that's amazing. Cool. Yeah, if you just told me, hey, Prince used to be named Kitchen, that would be breaking news.
That's a story in and of itself.
There's another nickname too. Google it. You guys will find it. It's funny.
Good tip.
Right on. Is that number one?
That was number one.
Oh, right on. Good stuff. And we'll be right back with the movie chart. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Sean Green. And
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee. Movies.
Movies. They're back in theaters. People are starting to head back to check them out. Let's see what's made our list.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Jujutsu Kaisen.
This is number five right now?
Yeah. This is the anime one that Brody was telling us about.
Oh, right. Do you guys ever watch anime?
I do not.
No, I never got into that.
It's tough to there's always like a little kid as the main character or something.
Yeah, it's
or like you know, monsters or something.
Yeah, a lot of like animals with crazy tentacles. I don't know. I just never had the patience for it.
Right, Street Fighter. That was a big one.
Oh yeah, if Street Fighter's considered anime, then yeah, I watched some Street Fighter back in the day.
That's big.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm playing Elden Ring. Japanese developers. That's as close as I got. Yeah,
you know,
with anime, the art style just doesn't quite do it for me. Like,
yeah, I get lost.
The big eyes and the pointy faces and stuff.
But think about what Japan, think about the brands they've come up with. They got Sanrio, which is, you know, Hello Kitty. That's massive. They did Transformers. They did all the Nintendo, Super Mario.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the amount of properties, it's incredible.
Yeah, totally incredible.
I want to go there.
Tecmo Super Bowl.
Tecmo
Super Bowl.
There you go.
Pac-Man.
epic arguments with my brother over Tecmo Super Bowl back in the day.
Oh yeah,
just battles. Someone always like kind of cheated too, you know.
Oh yeah,
there's always like one player in it that was just totally super powered.
Oh yeah, Christian Okoye, Nigerian Nightmare, could not be stopped with just over dudes.
Yeah,
Bo Jackson was impossible.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that Jeopardy question where none of the contestants knew who Bo Jackson was?
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah.
Were they kids or were they regular people?
Oh, they were. It was the regular Jeopardy. And I think they forget what the clue was, but it was pretty obviously Bo Jackson. And then Bo Jackson quote tweeted the video and was like, don't worry, my feelings aren't hurt.
I got Bo Jackson head-to-head baseball and football. It's both built into one handheld video game.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
His games were pretty solid.
Yeah.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
Uncharted.
Holy shit. Wow. What's going on there?
It sounds insane. Is that the Mark Wahlberg, Tom Holland one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to live up to the video games at all or even resemble them.
Hey, man.
Yeah, but,
that's tough when you're doing a movie off a video game to like really nail that same vibe, you know?
Frogger did it. The Frogger movie.
The Frogger movie. What was that? Shape of Water.
That's great.
Trying to run across the street.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
The Batman.
Sounds compelling.
Yeah. Yeah, just tape ripping.
Tape.
Oh, that was the Riddler.
Gotta be duct tape right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's noisy tape. Friend.
Well, apparently it's the darkest Batman yet. Have you seen it?
No, but I mean, it makes sense with what we were saying. The liquid death and the Animal Crossing, that's over with. And so now Batman just keeps getting darker and darker and darker.
I kept wanting to go see it, and then I kept looking at the time of the movie, and it's 3 hours. And just,
oh my god!
I know, it's like I just never could pull the trigger.
No movie should be that long.
Nah, come on.
I mean, is there an intermission? They used to have intermissions in movies.
All right. When was the last time they had an intermission? Maybe they should bring those back.
Yeah, so I'm saying like. Chop that up, or even like Kill Bill, he was smart enough to chop that into two movies. He's like, I'm not making him sit there for
it doesn't need it 3 hours. Just make it a 2.5-hour movies. Then you get paid twice. I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Double it's like use your illusion 1 and 2.
Exactly.
Split it up. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is The Lost City.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world's sexiest cover model. Dad!
Brilliant but reclusive author Loretta Sage has spent her career writing about exotic places in her popular romance adventure novels, featuring handsome cover model Alan, who's Channing Tatum. Well, yeah, this is kind of a spoof, I guess. Looks like it's comedy.
Is it like adventure comedy, like Indiana Jones type of thing?
Yeah, I think maybe a little more broad, the comedy. From what the trailer...
Female Indiana Jones?
Yeah, except, yeah, probably somewhere like that. There's like a Jeep hanging off the edge of a cliff.
Right, like Sahara with McConaughey.
Yeah, that's probably a good tone match. Some leech humor.
Right on.
Gets leeches stuck on their back, that kind of stuff.
Oh, shit. Oh, we wake up with leeches. Animals need to be painted in a worse light by Hollywood. They're just always attacking these great characters that we've come up with.
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you saw a positive portrayal of leeches in films? Yeah. It's all negative.
Negative every time. They're sucking blood.
Right.
Never doing all the cool leech stuff that we know they're doing.
Yeah. If they had the movies back in the 1500s when leeches were considered, important healing. For medicine and stuff.
Yeah, people are mad that they couldn't cure cancer back in the day. That leeches were just supposed to solve everything. That's too big of an ask for leeches. That's not leeches' role.
Yeah, all the leeches died of cancer because you had them sucking on the cancer.
Yeah, they got all the malignant cells out.
Yeah, leave them alone.
I always think about then, like, there must have been a lot of so-called success stories with leeches, right? To keep that going for so long.
Absolutely. Like, I gave him the leech and then he got better. Oh, shit.
Yeah. A lot of people must have been like, you got to try this. It just saved my life.
What is the modern leech equivalent? There's got to be something. It's like maybe
essential oils or something.
Yeah. Oh, crystals.
Essential. Yeah. Crystals for sure.
Yeah. I had crystals and then I got better. It's like, well, it might not be related. Yeah. But
also eating ass, the way these kids are all into eating ass these days. That's the new leech.
I'll suck the poison out of you. Trust me. Whatever disease. Oh, you're sick, honey? All right. I have the cure.
Yeah.
Make like a leech. All right, number one.
Coming in at number one.
Number one,
Morbius.
Oh,
Jared Leto.
Ah, is this like the Crow type of a thing?
Oh, good call. It looks similar.
Is he like Doctor Strange? Does he have powers?
I am a doctor.
Oh, look, he just answered
Holy
you.
Holy shit, it's weird.
I should have died years ago.
This guy's powerful.
How about that?
People all over the world have my disease. From here.
I've never met like a huge Jared Leto fan. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I never.
Into him.
I didn't know he had fans until that band was like playing at a Warped Tour or whatever the hell they were doing.
Right.
I saw him once coming out of a hotel in Austin. During South by.
So like, coming out of a hotel?
Yeah, I was just like, wow, there's Leto. Guy's got a life. Wow, look at him.
I heard he was starting a cult like in Greece or something.
Really?
Last I heard. Yeah. He was like making a concerted effort to start a cult.
Needs more ladies. Smart.
Right.
Yeah. Get more.
Usually cults are started by guys who have trouble getting laid.
Right.
What's and that then, guy doing? Oh, hey, I'm a cult leader. You know, oh, I found this new religion. Yeah. Obviously, it just ultimately ends up with the cult leader getting laid. But yeah, what's a step up for Jared Leto?
What's he doing there? You know, it's probably his, he was going to open an acting school, but Franco blew that cover.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So now he's got to do this type of thing.
Practice some nude scenes.
Right on. And we'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks. These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than YouTube. I bet we did.
Okay, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is the Chili Peppers. with aquatic mouth dance. Now, did you pick this just because of the title or
yeah, the title and the bass line. You'll like
it. All right. Let me see.
Looking back at the years gone by when the message changed my life. Heaven meant that the nest was dead. Well, and the rappers gave the light, but I don't know who was looking out for anyone like me and you. Or maybe it was Susie Sue. Day to day with the way we play. Well, everybody needs.
There you go. Just keeps going like that.
That is a good bass line.
Yeah, he's shouting out rappers. I mean, this album really, like, they've made another Peppers album. It's weird. It's like all the words, they've never been Chili Peppers lyrics before, but they all sound like Chili Peppers lyrics. Do you know what right. I mean?
Yeah,
shouldn't
exactly.
be that surprised that they could do it because they're the ones who did it before. But
yeah,
there's yeah, it's just like there was no time off. They just made another one.
Right. Which puts me in a weird position as a listener because I'm like not sure if I still want that or not.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But I
don't know. I used to just love it.
Yeah. Do you want them evolving or do you want them playing Chili Peppers?
It's hard to know. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I will say Flea just did the national anthem on bass at like a Lakers game and it was great. Like it was really cool. It's worth checking out. Like he did a really cool bass version of the national anthem.
Right on. That's what the Lakers have this year now. It's like the team's terrible. He's got to bring Flea.
Still got Flea. He's the breaking case of emergency. Just keep him in there. Right.
Smash glass.
Yeah, they should start just playing Jack Nicholson and Flea and stuff. Just put them in the starting five.
Yeah, let them
get a Jack statue to sit.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Voivod. Classic Canadian metal band with Sleeves Off.
Is that trucker strike music? What's going on up there?
Freedom Convoy.
I don't know. It's not the best, but Voivod is a great band, though. They're worth digging into. I want to just highlight them.
Yeah, I like the guitar tones in there.
They're very cool.
I'm surprised that kind of sound is that popular. I mean, I was kind of getting into it, but I'm surprised that that does well charts-wise.
I wouldn't say it does do well. Charts.
Okay.
Yeah, these are our recommendations.
These are our curated charts. But I mean, they're very popular within the community.
Within their website, they're very popular.
On their Discord, they're one of the most popular bands. Huge. On their personal Discord.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Sean's pick. This is Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic. Leave the Door Open. This was a huge Grammy winner.
My house clean, my pool warm, just shake smooth like a newborn. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening? I am playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart. So
that's love music.
Yeah,
sure is.
I just like the like that old school style drum, and then Bruno Mars' voice is pretty nice on it. I don't know. I always like what kind of new stuff is really hitting me. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
I mean, that's Philadelphia soul. That's where you know, that's your thing.
Yeah, I mean, they nail that sound. That's for sure.
Yeah, it takes me back to like Al Green type sound and stuff.
Yeah,
right on. What's your favorite Philadelphia movie? Rocky?
Oh, yeah. Tough to beat Rocky. How could you not go with Rocky? Because especially the first one was kind of like legitimately a good movie.
It was great. It was. I actually liked Rocky 3 better. But I mean, Rocky is a better movie. But I just, with Mr. T at Cloverland. Yeah.
And then even that, I probably wouldn't be up there with all time. Well, I mean, Philadelphia is very like heartwarming, or, you know, like heart wrenching, I guess, movie. But I as far as the Creed movies, like the first Creed, especially, I don't know if I've seen the second one, but the Creed that came out in 2015, I thought was like, rarely do they do a sequel that so far, like 25 years later, that's still like pretty good.
That's true. True, but they're riding around on those dirt bikes. I mean, you know, like here in LA, they do that here. You don't like that noise going on.
Yeah, no. I'm
all those street dirt bikes. I can't root for that. But how about Blowout? You ever see that one? That's Philadelphia. Brian De Palma.
I never saw that.
No.
Oh, yeah, you should see it. You know, Travolta plays a sound man who's like recording and stuff. So it's like there's a lot of sound cutting and recording, and it's Philadelphia. Wow. Yeah, you check it out.
That's like the first I've heard a recommendation of a sound man movie.
Yeah, I mean, how many are there?
How many?
Real?
Yeah.
It centers around him hearing stuff, and then he's chopping stuff up.
Right, jeez. It's an exciting life. All right, yeah. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Horse Girl with Anti-Glory.
No one's going to dance to that.
Yeah.
I like it. Dissonance, guitar band.
I keep picking the wrong spots to jump to. It does more than this in the song, but
I liked it. I'm gonna check it out.
Check it out.
Hey, R.I.P. to Estelle Harris from Seinfeld.
Jerry's mom.
We hit a dead point in the show there, so I thought I'd do an RIP.
So you call it an RIP.
Put the a literal dead point.
Yeah. No, she was great, though, wasn't she? I mean,
she
was great. The woman who played Seinfeld's mom was just so annoying that she never became a bigger part of the show. But yeah. Costanza's parents.
That is true. They were great.
They were always in there.
I mean, you're playing with Jerry Stiller, too. Like, how could you go wrong?
Huge.
Yeah, she's been in a bunch of, she's like a great little like character actor or whatever. You know, you always see her around.
Always pops playing up in old movies.
Yeah. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's pick. This is Miley Cyrus with Bangers. This is Live. Ask me what you do with that. Yeah, yeah. You say you love me. I ain't fooling with that. They ask me how I keep a man. I keep a battery pack. One day he wants me, I don't do chances, cause time just ain't what I got. Be like that, got a world tour that they need me at. Can't be sitting around here waiting on manager, where the fuck my CV at, where am I will at? I be shutting my stuff. Fucking bangers.
Wow. You know what, the studio version's better. It's like her best song.
Really?
Well, I mean, besides the famous ones.
You made such a point for me to play the live version. I like this live version.
We had it because that's a new album. The studio version's like 8 years old.
Oh, got it. That's a cool, like somehow that sounds live and like a studio at the same time. Like the live effect of it sounds like good, interesting production.
It was planned.
Yeah.
Like that's almost really like cool the way sounding. Concerts sound in a movie, like you could
hear
other things going on.
You can like walk around in the sound.
Right on. It's like the metaverse.
Yeah. That's cool. I like that. It's a heavy one.
Right on. Check it out. She's got her ass hanging out on the cover. She's going back to original Miley.
Right.
But thanks so much for doing it. Thanks so much, Sean, for coming in.
Hell yeah.
Is there anything else we should point the listeners to?
Sports Gambling Podcast. You can download. We have an app in the App Store, SGPN. Free picks, free podcasts. Yeah, just a ton of sports gambling stuff.
Check that out. Make some money while you listen. And USFL is premiering next Saturday, the 16th. So jump on that and get your bets in. How about you, Start?
Yeah, check out the new Man Man single, the sort of a re-release called Dig Deep. It made it on a couple indie playlists in this last week, which is cool, like on Spotify and Apple.
Oh, that's awesome.
New and indie music. So check that out. And yeah, on Sub Pop and Brett's Per Minute on Twitter.
Right on. And check it out. I did a collab with Marshland Monster, one of our listeners. We got a song called Gene Material coming out Friday on Spotify.
Wow, cool.
Our hip-hop, Dragon Boy Suede and him. So
nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Check that out. And we will see you right here next week on Who
Charted.